Wow. No, keep it in. Keep going. Keep
you
going. You got this, buddy.
Snappy.
You got this. You got this. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Adeptus Ridiculous. Today, we're doing a book club on War Boss. If you appreciate us, patreon.com/AdeptusRidiculous. Discord, bloopers if they happen, and the $15 tier gets you access to the posters in digital format. Patreon.com/AdeptusRidiculous. Damn, we're good at this.
Damn,
holy
we're good
shit.
At this. Let's go.
Let's go, baby. War Boss. Oof, this is... I mean, to be fair, this is starting off like a proper orc episode. Just all off the rails, going crazy. Nobody knows what they're doing, but hey, it works.
You know, we got ourselves a book here.
We have ourselves a book.
And this book, in fact, involves orcs.
It does. It does. I have mixed feelings about the book.
So... okay, interesting. Shy also said it's not perfect, but it's good orky fun. I think we should start with Shy's opinion on the book, because Shy, okay, she is our resident orc fungus beer drinking, grot kicking, etc.
Yeah, she's a proper orc. Oh, she's currently writing out her thoughts. So we talk now. We'll get to her thoughts later.
Okay, can I say something that I think we are all unanimously in agreement of?
Sure.
The audiobook narrator for this book absolutely killed it.
Oh, 100% killed it. 100% great voicing of the orcs and all that. Yeah, absolutely.
Not only just the voicing of the orcs, but the writing of the chapters, the ongoing gag.
Yeah, the ongoing gag of, I don't know what chapter is, and lots and lots and lots. Yeah, definitely.
A lot of that going on there. I mean, that the VA, he is a Brit.
They got a proper Brit to do the orcs, for sure.
Good old Harry Myers, hats off to you. I genuinely don't know of many other people who could have done as good of a job as you.
Like, his default voice was an orc voice.
This might be interesting to note, but they also were the VA for Day of Ascension.
Really?
Yeah, I did not realize that.
I did not either. I thought this was the first time I'd been hearing them, but hey, whatever.
No, they were also for Day of Ascension, which I thought was the first time hearing them too, but I guess not. And they also are the VA for Da Big Daka, which is, you know, kind of a little end bit, a little segue.
Okay.
But for the most part, it would appear that he is a relatively new VA into the world of Warhammer audiobooks. I am on his Audible
page. Done three books, relatively new.
I said more than three.
Well, I thought you said he was relatively new. And he's done more than three books? That's not relatively new, is it?
No, okay, so he's relatively new in the world of 40K. He's done a whole bunch of other books.
Okay, got you.
But, like, it seems like his credits are about, like... you know, about like 20 to 25. But as far as I can tell right now, there he has done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 40K books. But it's but a couple of them are Sigmar based. Or sorry, so Warhammer books. A couple are Sigmar, a couple are...
Gotcha. Et cetera. Not exclusively 40K.
So you have mixed feelings on this.
I do. I have some mixed feelings, because, like, on the one side, it's good orky fun, and I feel like this is a great book if you're, like, if you want to know about, like, the orcs and the clans, how the hierarchy works. Oh, why don't they like grots? How do you get a war boss? What happens when a war boss dies? Like, it's a really good, like, you know, orc clan primer, you know, it's good for that. But I don't know, something about it just didn't do it for me. I'm not sure if it was the ever shifting POV or not, but I don't know. Like, halfway through, it was just kind of like, oh man, can we just focus on like Mag Deadfist or like De General? And you know,
interesting. That's I half agree. So I think that if you were to read this book as a physical copy, I don't think you would get the full experience because I think that Harry Myers' VA work is pretty substantial here and very useful. But did you like it more or less than Brutal Cunning?
That's tough to say. A part of me likes it more because Brutal Cunning had so many downtime moments where it's just like, oh, look, it's the Mechanicus part. And it's like, ugh, just get back to the Yorks. So I think I might have liked it more than Brutal Cunning because it was pretty much just orc focused and then the humans kind of toiling away and trying to figure out what the orcs were doing and you know, the orcs actually outsmarting them to some degree. So a part of me wants to say more, but I feel like there were maybe more memorable moments in Brutal Cunning with the orcs. So maybe like a side grade.
You know, that's a fair thing. I think that the human moments in Brutal Cunning I actually preferred. Only because they had a narrative. The human moments in this book had no narrative for the most part. They were just kind of little glimpses that pretty quickly and abruptly ended.
That's fair. It was a lot of, oh no, orcs, what do we do? Don't fight them. Oh, just defend the wall. Oh, what are you doing? Why did you go out there? Uh-oh, we're screwed. Orcs are stronger than we thought. And
Like, there was only one particular human side grade section that I was invested in, and that was in the captured captain.
Yeah.
And that ended in a narratively make sense situation, or in a universe make sense situation, but in a narratively awful situation that I very much did not enjoy.
Yeah, it was kind of just like, oh, look, we're using the captured captain to figure out a cool way past the walls, and then he's just, like, gone.
Yeah, that was in its own right, the entire point of his subplot was to get one of the three war bosses to an area they were already kind of getting to.
Yeah, it was to get the general.
The general.
Under the walls, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, and I mean, obviously, you know, that's what you take as a surface level. You start off with, like the whole point of Mechanicus was like, okay, in Brutal Cunning that it was like, okay, let's take the literal opposite of orcs, the most technological, the most like,
logical, planned planet,
and watch as that logical fallacy and underestimating of the orcs is what dooms them. And it's like, okay, there was a bit too much Mechanicus stuff, but it had a point, you know?
True, it did. It had a point.
Whereas a lot of the human stuff was very, like, also, in a sense, has a point, but it's really quick and is over fast. And just,
yeah.
And because of that, it's like, ooh.
Yeah. Also, it's not really a spoiler per se, but like the epilogue to the book bookends the first part of the book where it's like, oh, look, Snaggy is captured and he's like telling the story of how they got there. By the epilogue, I forgot that was even the point.
I forgot too. I completely forgot too.
The epilogue happened. It's like, oh yeah, take the blindfold off and untie him. And I'm like, wait, what? When did he get captured? What happened? What didn't we just have the thing where the general like wins and he's the only one? What the happened? And then I was like, oh right, at the very beginning he's telling his story because he, oh right. And it's like there was no point in between where it ever like refreshes you to the fact that happened. It was just like 8 hours later, remember what happened at the beginning? And I was like, damn, I forgot about that.
Yeah, no, I mean it clearly segues into the big DACA, obviously.
Oh yeah.
But it is I did totally forget that was what we were here for.
It would have been nice if there were some moments where it kind of interjected and like the orc listening to the story was like, what do you mean? Or something. Like a little refresher would have been nice.
Yeah, it's a little, maybe a little extra to remind you that would be good. Though granted, the book is not particularly long. It's like 8.5 hours.
Yeah, something like that. You could bang this out in like a weekend.
I literally did. I started on Friday.
I had 20 minutes left yesterday. I had 20 minutes left. I left for the weekend and I came back and I was like, uh-oh, That's right. I need to finish this, don't I? So I banged out the last 20 minutes yesterday.
So I must say, even though, okay, we've harped on some issues we have initially right here, but I actually thoroughly did enjoy the book. I had a proper good time with it because I don't think I've, oh, damn. All right. There's Shai's
thoughts.
Whoa,
there's Shai's thoughts. Do we want to read that now?
Sure. Did you want to, or would you want me to?
I guess you do a lot of the talking normally, so I can read it.
Perfect.
Here's my short review of Warboss from Shai, though I listened to it a few months back, so I might misremember a few things. I quite liked Warboss. It's a fun book, but it's not the greatest book. I appreciate they drop switch between boring humans and fun orcs. The human parts are short and not too bad, and orc parts are switching between three very different orcs and a grot, so it keeps it spicy and gives good overview of orc society. The plot is very basic. It is indeed an orc rat race. Orcs race each other to get to MacGuffin, and hilarity ensues. It barely goes deeper than that, with a small twist of third faction getting in. My big criticism is something Space Marine fans probably won't get, and theme of orcs fighting other orcs is what fits the faction. Jesus Christ, can orcs get some challenge for once? Humans are downright pathetic in this one, even weaker than Admech in previous one. That is actually very true. The amount of brain power on display on the side of the orcs is also pretty nuts. The commandos in GW lore are generally as smart as don't run at the wall, blow up the wall, then run into the hole. Here, commandos are a freaking Splinter Cell Sam Fisher brain level, and spoilers, that kind of continues into the Big Dokka. Orcs are so effing smart, but at least in Big Dokka, enemy faction is way stronger and more interesting. I kind of miss dumbass orcs. In general, book was a series of set pieces with fun orc action and comedy and switching points of view, and it kept my attention and was entertaining.
Bro, if you were an okay, it's, we're getting into spoilers now. We're going.
Oh yeah, we this is spoiler territory. Now. We're talking about the third faction that got involved.
Right. So, if you were like an Eldar fan and you were really upset when I think it was Fulgrim or whoever strangled an Avatar of Kane to death, and you're like, "Ma'am, the Avatar of Kane never gets anything done," and you read this book, you would be furious.
So
you would be fucking furious.
Man, you'd be so mad. Well, to be fair, it took what, three war bosses and a bunch of orcs to take it down.
Bro, an Avatar of Kane is like, it's like even the idea that Fulgrim, a Primarch, killed an Avatar of Kane by like strangling it is the stupidest thing ever because it's made of lava. But no, dude, an Avatar of Kane is like, that's something that like 1v1's like a knight. They're giants. They actually made it seem really tiny in the book.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seemed like it was a big deal in the book, but it didn't seem like it was like, oh yeah, a Primarch can't beat this thing, or oh, this thing 1v1's a knight. Like, it seemed strong, it seemed like it was giving the war bosses trouble, it killed two of them, but it didn't seem like it was like, you know...
Yeah, it did kill two of them. That is fair. It did kill two of them.
Did kill two war bosses, yep.
I will say, I did really... I half agree, like... I think we both agree... we all agree that there was too much Admech stuff in Brutal Cunning.
100%.
And it's a fair comparison because this is also a Mike Brooks book. But I think there was... While I was happier with the amount of human stuff and things in this book... I felt it was a little too scatterbrained. Like, if we had, like, let's say 2 hours of Admech in Brutal Cunning, I would have preferred at least an hour and a half of humans, but at least, like, following the same characters instead of just kind of bouncing around between the colonel and then the tank commander and then the captive and then the Eldar for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So yeah, there was a little
scatterbrained, for sure, yeah. I mean, they're all interesting characters, and, like, I enjoyed the book, and I would recommend the book to an orc fan, but I don't know, like, I kind of just wanted to stay with, like, either the general or Mag Deadfist the whole time.
As
fun as the Speed Freak was, a lot of times I was just kind of like, I kind of want to know what Mag Deadfist and DeGeneral are doing and what the Humi bait is doing. I don't really care about the Speed Freak. He's going fast. He loves life. Speed Freaks are great, sure, but I kind of just found myself not caring much about him.
I found the overarching story a bit meh. It's just the race to the finish line with a bunch of MacGuffins.
Yeah, it's the rat race. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the rat race. We got ourselves a cute little bit of the Red Gobbo, also written, I think, by Mike Brooks, the short story.
Yep.
With the
the revolution.
Yeah, with the grots, which was fun. I liked that.
Yeah, I like the grotwa. I was interested in what, you know, the little grotwa was going to do to keep themselves alive and try to outsmart the orcs. That was fine.
I found myself mostly being extremely entertained with Mike Brooks's writing more than I did with the actual plot. Like, there's the part when the Speed Freaks try to go into the wall and the Shock Jump Dragsta hits the big red button and it does nothing and he just fucking hits the wall and dies.
Yeah, and just gets flattened. And
I was like, that's hilarious. That was fantastic.
It became the shortest and widest thing ever.
or like when the general was like, why does everyone want to be a lieutenant? Is it because it has the name Loot in it?
Loot in it, yeah.
Like, that shit was hilarious.
That is fair. That was a great moment. Everybody wants to be a loot and then, yeah.
Dude, the entire opening of this book was absolutely, like, gut-wrenching. The Admech talking about the orc and then having him executed for heresy. And then having the grots pull the big lever to drop the Gargan's head that the mech boy installed to kill the first war boss that you think is going to be the main character is just absolutely hilarious.
Why is there a lever that drops his head off? Why would you install that?
It's so it's so funny, that entire section.
It did have a very strong intro. I will definitely agree. That whole setup of killing off the war boss to start the rat race was chef's kiss for sure.
He just looks at him and he's like, oh, Zog. He just kills him.
Yep.
And there is a lot of that I found really, really endearing. And it's all those little bits. It's all the little interactions with orcs. And like, Mike Brooks gets orcs. He probably gets orcs more than any other writer I've seen.
Yeah, definitely should be writing the orc books.
But Shai did make
consulted.
He did make a good point, or in his book, Shai does make a good point where, Shai makes a good point.
Shai makes good points, but, you know, she's also a little, you know, scary.
Hey, I'm just saying, she is right. The orcs are a little bit, like, smarter than normal in here, which is a bit bizarre.
I think the blood axes were very blood axey, but they seemed like, even for blood axes, they seemed like way more sneaky and cunning and actually smart.
But they also had like, they had no challenge until the end.
That's true. And until the Eldari came out of that weird little portal to the webway, they just steamrolled the humans. Nothing gave them a problem at all. It is just all orc all the time. That is true. Even the Eldari didn't even give him that much of a challenge until the Avatar of Kain showed up.
Dude, besides the Avatar, ironically, the thing that gave the orcs the most challenge by like a country mile was the single Admech dude that jumped on the Speed Freak's bike.
Oh yeah, and took off like half his face.
Yeah, which is basically what happened in Brutal Cunning. I mean, the Admech still kind of got trounced, but there's that ending bit, like the ending boss fight with the two main Admech Dominuses that actually like put up a real, genuine fight.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Like, nothing gave them there's no way we'll be able to penetrate these walls. And it's like, oh, yeah, no, actually, I have this, was it a mech boy or something that was just like, oh, yeah, I know how the wall works. I know how their tech works. Beep, 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 beep. It's open. And it's like, whoa, like for an orc, that's like, okay. Like y'all, they definitely were OP. The orcs were so overpowered.
I was a little shocked by that. I do think there needs to be a bit more adversary, or at least You know, if the biggest issue was them racing each other and therefore the biggest problems are other orcs, none of the other orcs really fought each other much?
Yeah, they kind of just all went their separate ways.
Kind of just grumbled.
Yeah, it was just like if they like maybe dueled each other and it was like, oh, the only thing that can stand up to an orc is another orc, because, you know, orcs love fighting each other. That would have been good if, like, you know, Deadfist dueled, tried to duel the Speed Freak but couldn't because he's too damn fast or something. But yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, there needed to be a bit more challenge there. And I think they're actually
more conflict for them. Yeah,
a little more conflict. I think it was actually a bit of a lull in the middle part of the book because there wasn't actually a lot of fighting, which did make the end of the book a lot better because it all came to a head.
Oh, yeah. Once they started fighting the Eldari, it really picked up.
Yeah, the beginning and the end of this book, I think, are definitely the best parts.
Oh, for sure. Yep.
But yeah, there was a little bit of that issue. Also, I got to be honest, I was actually invested in the captain, the captured captain.
And
he was going through the Underhive and these weird individuals. And I was like,
he met
what?
That hunter and...
Yeah. And then there was all the weird, like, it was like, oh, these are the Dire Guardians, which... By the way, Eldar Guardians is the name of their main soldier, and Dire Avengers is an Aspect Warrior group. So,
gotcha. Well, yeah. Once the hunter with the spider mask was like, "Oh, stupid monkey!" I was like, "It's an Eldar. Yep. You're an Eldar hunter. You're an Eldar. They're Eldar in this. There's Eldar in this Underhive."
Yeah, and it was a whole thing where like the giant gate was just a webway portal. I was like, "This whole thing was really neat." And then he gets shot by the commissar immediately. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I get what you're going for. I get the point. But I'm narratively very unsatisfied.
Yeah, that whole, like, heretical Underhive Eldari whatever that was so cool. Like, I wanted more of that. I wanted to be more invested in that, actually. I was like, dang, like, I want to see where this goes. And then it's like, no, it just gets trounced by the orcs. Yeah, which, again, fair. It's an orc book. Love the orcs, but it was just like, oh man, I want, like, this is such a cool place.
There are some edges that needed to be sanded down, I think, a little bit.
For sure.
Which is unfortunate because for the most part, all the orky stuff is very good. They act like orcs in a proper way, minus a little bit of intelligence. The speed freaks, the grots.
Usually not that smart.
I mean, I also like some of his references to Brutal Cunning, not just to the fact that Uftalk is the final, like, whoa, is revealed to be him at the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the fact that at one point he did get in his Gork or possibly Mork.
He did.
And also, I did enjoy the fact that at the end, Snaggy Littletooth in grot fashion got kicked.
Into
the portal. Very classic orc and also very Brutal Cunning style. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let something silly like possibly dying stop me from getting into a good fight.
I was actually pretty shocked that Snaggy's entire retinue just got sucked into the warp by a D cannon. That caught me off guard.
A little bit, yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
I am glad that Snaggy made it all the way through, though.
I was okay. So after what happened to the captain, I was 100% ready for the general to look at a Snaggy and just like crump him right there and kill him immediately.
Just step on him, shoot him or something. Yeah.
I was fully prepared for him to just die because they set it up like that as like a punchline.
They really did. They set it up like, cause I guess previously they kind of set it up like, oh yeah, the big weird boy is just using Snaggy as a way to, you know, get everybody in and converge on the Eldari portal. So the Eldari have to use it and blah, blah, blah. And then, oh, well, don't need you anymore, Snaggy.
Okay.
But, yeah. I was kind of expecting that too.
Fair point. I actually really liked the weird boy. I thought he was awesome.
Not
for you?
I don't know. The weird boy just didn't seem like an orc. The weird boy just seemed kind of like... Every time the weird boy talked, I was like, he sounds more like almost like a hag, like a witch type character. And it just didn't I was expecting it to be more...
Drawl. It was great.
I was,
It's fine.
If he wasn't an orc, I would have liked him more. But obviously, like, what, you know, it's, of course the weird boy is an orc. I don't know. He didn't really do it for me.
I liked him. I liked his "we're gonna go through the gate" kind of voice line.
One of them alive.
I actually liked him. I thought he was really fun. I also liked after he Snaggy got kicked into the portal, he laughed his ass off, which was pretty good.
that's how they was like, oh, so he did show some semblance of orc humor and good sense.
It was very fun. It's weird. Like, Mike Brooks very clearly understands orcs. He hasn't nailed down the opposing force of the orcs yet. I don't think so. Not quite yet. The whole tank commander stuff meant nothing to me. Was like a wet blanket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You said tank commander, and I was like, wait, which one? Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, the random lady, and then there was, like, the governor, and his
Yeah, that's right. The one that went out when she was ordered not to, got everybody in her squadron killed or something, and it was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, forgot about that.
Yeah, I liked the whole, what is it? I liked the captain, the captured captain. That part was good.
Yeah, the captured captain.
It ended terribly, though, and that made me very sad.
Yeah, I was actually expecting the captured captain to make it out alive somehow and just still be a prisoner or something, or somehow just escape because everybody thought he was dead. I kind of wanted him to make it out and be A-okay.
I'm not going to lie. When the commandos and stuff arrived, I thought that him and the hunter person got killed. I thought because they said that, like, Snaggy was like, oh, we mowed down two random gits. And I was like, no way.
Wow. Yeah. They just steamroll those two. What the?
Yeah. I was a little like, no freaking way. Not like that. But apparently. Not.
Yeah. And I really like that hunter with the spider mask. And it was like, I don't even know what a planet is, let alone the emperor. It's like, I wanted more of that character, too.
I like the little, like, are you a man or a woman? It's like, I don't know. Who cares?
I don't know. It doesn't matter down here.
Don't all eat the glowing slugs.
If you're alive or dead.
It's like, don't eat the slugs. Giggle, giggle. I'm like, oh, okay.
And the slugs that just eat metal and turn it into their shell. Yeah. It's such a cool little underhive area. Oh, man. That would be the setting for a book, is that weird underhive Eldari heretical catacomb cave they found. That would be a great setting for an Eldar book.
That would be pretty fun.
Eldari Splinter Cell trying to survive in a human underhive? That'd be hilarious. Well, hilarious. That'd be entertaining.
Did you want to read Shy's little thing in the bottom?
Sure. In Big Daka, the balance is a lot better. It's big chunk of orc story, small comedy bit with Snaggy, then big chunk of story with Drukhari, so you get into the feeling of one faction for an hour or so without being scatterbrained and then switch to another. Also, while orcs do kick a lot of dark Eldar ass, opponents are a lot more balanced and setting is a lot more interesting. Kind of sounds like what I wanted from this book, from War Boss. You know?
Would you say that that he improved at the orc writing books from War Boss to Brutal to Big Daka Shy?
Yes,
it is Mike Brooks, and it is the same VA too, which is fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That's the interesting question.
Growth as a writer.
Yeah.
He's good at portraying orcs, he just doesn't balance them well. Okay.
Fair
and
enough.
And it gets okay. Again, it's not like this was a bad book.
No,
at all.
I probably give it like a 7.5.
Yeah, I was gonna give it like a 6.5. Like, it was teetering on 7, but I'm gonna give it a 6.5.
I found the little miniature orc like goofy moments, like the shock jump dragster crumpling like a can.
Yeah,
that stuff like lasted with me for a while, and mm-hmm. So I think all those little writing bits like that were really good.
Oh yeah,
and just how he writes the inter monologues of orcs is really really fun.
Yeah,
so I probably get like a 7.
Tweaking.
Yeah, maybe like a 7.5, maybe 7.5, give or take, around there. I think if, as an orc book, it's worth listening to.
Oh yeah, if you're an orc fan, or if you're like, you don't quite understand how the orcs work, and you just want to really like, oh man, I want to know how everything orky works. It's a great book. Like I said, you get a really good insight as to how the speed freaks work, or evil sons, or you get an insight on how the goths work and how the blood axes work. And there's still a lot of blood axe slander because they don't like being sneaky and stuff. And so it's still definitely a worthwhile read for sure.
So I want to talk real quickly about Mike Brooks.
No, you can't.
Oh, well, too bad. Despite the fact that the man has one of the most baller mohawks I have ever seen.
Oh, that's right. You showed me a picture of him. He does. He's got a sick hawk.
The dude looks like someone who gets orcs. With that look, like this looks like a man who understands orcs. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that.
Hell yeah, brother.
I must say, okay, so I don't know how the Black Library works in Warhammer. I don't know exactly like what's the time frame and stuff, because clearly, unless you're Stephen King and you're on like hopped up on cocaine, you don't write in like multiple books in a year.
Yeah, you're not that prolific.
No.
unless you are a troubled writer.
So I'm looking at his books that he's written so far, and he's done a couple things. Underhive is one of them. He has something called Rites of Passage, Once a Killer, which is like looks like a crime novel, Road to Redemption, which is a Necromunda book. And then he did something called Orc Boss, which is also War Boss, the same cover. I think maybe they're like different versions. And then Here on Blackheart book. An Alpha Legion book, the Alpharius Primarch book, Brutal Cunning, and of course, and then the Big Daka, but then of course, Lion Son of the Forest.
Right, that's right. He did Lion Son of the Forest.
He did Lion Son of the Forest, and the oldest book that he has here is in 2019, which is Underhive. In 2023. He came out with War Boss, Once a Killer, Lion Son of the Forest, and then in 2022, it was Here on Blackheart, the Alpha Legion book, and then in 2021, it was Alpharius book, Brutal Cunning. Like, he's done like 10 books in the course of 4 years.
That's prolific. Like, wow. Right.
Which makes me wonder how many of these books he did like back in the day and they have now been turned into and finally published.
Right. Like he had the basic manuscript for them like all written out and only now are they getting like compiled and edited and published and right. Yeah.
And now that we've read, you and I have read Brutal Cunning, War Boss, and Lion Son of the Forest at this point. Mm-hmm. I have also read Alpharius, the Head of the Hydra book. Mm-hmm. And I got to be honest, the dude's got some pretty serious range.
Yeah, I mean, just between like the orc books I've read and then like Lion Son of the Forest, it's like, whoa. Like, he's got incredible range to be from like pretty good understanding of orcs to like the lion stuff is like, whoa, okay. Like, someone's got some writing chops.
Right. And I also noticed something. Do you remember the name of the... Yeah, okay. I mean, you and I remember Bloodlines. You liked it. I think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Do you remember the name of the city? I'm assuming you don't, but...
I really don't. Okay.
It was called Verengenshua. He's also written a true crime book called Once a Killer that also takes place in that same Hive City. Though I believe it's a different character. Mm-hmm. The cover is actually pretty good. Let me show you.
It's a little callback.
Little callback, but you see, Bloodlines was written by Chris Wright, which is a different author. Mm-hmm. Cool cover, right?
Yo, that's one of those ones I would consider buying just to display on my shelf. That's so sick. Looks like a Sin City cover.
But this came out in 2023, at same year as War Boss and Lion Son of the Forest. And the ratings seem good. It's got it doesn't have many. It has very few, actually.
It's like 17. Well, it's Amazon ratings, to be fair.
It's a good point. I'm actually curious about what people think about this this book overall. But it's interesting seeing this, you know, as an option. And then, you know, Brutal Cunning, we all agree, is about 7 to 8. Mm-hmm. War Boss, about a 7, give or take.
About a 7, give or take, between all of us. Yeah, about a 7.
Afarius, for me, was about a 7, about a 7.5, maybe. Pretty good. Not my favorite, but pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Lion's Son of the Forest came out, and it's like a 10.
10, yeah, that was like, it's like 9.5, because I was like, whoa, just in case there's something else that is sheer perfection. Yeah, that was such a good book.
Just drops it on us with like this insanely good caliber novel.
Mm-hmm.
And it like terrifies me, because, and Shy, and we joked with Shy about this before, he's like the one guy who really seems to get orcs.
Yeah.
And his best book by far is a Space Marine Primarch book.
Which means...
we might get more of those.
We might get more Space Marine books from old Mike.
Which is like in this weird back and forth for me, because on one hand I'm like, no, we need to keep the orcs going.
Yeah, we need more orc books, but at the same time, if you get books that are the quality of Lion Son of the Forest, it's like, you know what? As much as I like some good orc fun, I would much rather have that. Like, if I had to sacrifice one for the other,
you know,
as much as I love the orc books, it's a sacrifice I am willing to make.
It is a incredible novel.
Yeah.
And so it's tough, though it does show that Mr. Brooks has some fucking range.
Oh yeah, it seems like you could literally task him with writing any faction and you are going to get a good book.
Yeah, I'm actually really impressed. He might not put out like never-ending tens, but he's certainly put out at least one.
Yeah.
Definitely. Except Knights or Titans. Hey, listen. Listen, there's nothing out of character for a bunch of two orcs, a grot, and a squig teleporting onto a titan and then
and blowing it up.
Clobbering it.
Oh, princess, you gotta be named after what you ate.
The prince, oh god damn, it's
because he can't read it. All right, anyway, so do we have any idea what we're reading next? Or are we sort of on the fence, or are we actually going into the big doka, or what's on the docket or the doser?
What's on the doka?
What's on the doka?
I mean, you know, Shy wants to read the big doka, no, like clearly, and that does technically is the kind of like the sequel to this.
She's been saying it leads right into it, so.
And it's only about like 9 hours, so. And you know, we don't get enough Drukhari lore. That's true.
That's true. There's a lot of Drukhari stuff. I think the decision has been made. This is, you know, wow. You know what's going to be incredible about this? This is going to be a second book club where Shai's actually reading the book.
Oh my god!
In a row.
I know. I mean, it's unfortunate because I must admit the she did she did read Bloodlines.
Oh, you're right. I failed again.
I will. Though that being said, it's unfortunate because Son of the Forest is really that good.
So good.
It's really that good.
So good.
I can't believe it's in like my top five. It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anywho, so Big Daka next.
Big
huh?
Daka it is.
Big Daka it is. Big Daka it is. Let's go, baby.
Let's go. All right. Yeah. Solid book. I'd give it like a 7, 7.5.
Yeah. We'll just say overall a 7. I gave it a 6.5. I'll round up. Sure. It's a 7. It was good orc fun. Good way to get introduced to the clans and how war bosses work and how the hierarchy of orcs work. Yeah, it's a 7.
Shy, I think I heard you with a 7 as well.
Yeah, she said it's around 7 for me. I enjoyed it, but I also at points was very cognizant of things that didn't land.
Then you know what? I will choose 7. We will all go into 7s.
Oh, nice. We all hit the 7s, and Final Fantasy VII Rebirth just came out, and I am absolutely losing my life to it. Love it.
Oh, wow. I'm not playing it because I could give a shit.
Oh, duh. Wow, that's a shocker.
I played the entire Final Fantasy VII Remake, and I hate everything it stands for.
Were you completely lost in it because you didn't play the original one because the remake is totally just a love letter to old school fans of it?
Yeah. And I was like, I can't wait to learn about everything that makes Final Fantasy VII great. And then I played through and I'm like, I don't like this. And I don't like JRPGs anyway.
I will say Rebirth is significantly better. But anyway, sorry, this isn't a JRPG podcast. Though I could probably do one.
I would not, DK, I would not watch it.
No, it's a podcast. You'd listen to it, you idiot.
We have a visual version of this, you idiot.
Yeah, but I just wanted to make you feel dumb.
You smell bad.
Oh.
Anyway,
the big DACA,
read it. We'll see you next month. Bye.
Bye.